is what you see there on that, I guess that lad goal and the Antropov.
Well, on that goal, it was, first of all, Antropov ran into the goalie. Now, I know Cam touched him, but he was going through the blue at the time, and he made no effort to move. So, first of all, that should have been, whether you call it a penalty or goalie interference. Second of all, it should have been reviewed, and I thought I heard the horn going off. That's what I was arguing, because his foot is a kicking motion towards the net, and those are all reviewed. Why they're not reviewed, why it wasn't reviewed here is beyond me, unless the refs just said it's not reviewed, let's go to the game. So, I mean, I'd like to have an answer for it, but evidently I won't get one.
What kind of answer did you get when
I got
you were
none.
Talking?
I got none. I said, let's play. At the end, in the third period, they said no, the horn wasn't going off, and that they had thumbs up that it was a goal. But, I mean, they didn't give it, if they did that quick without, you know, I mean, every other review takes some time. So, I mean, it was a real turning point in the game, I thought.
Yeah, how much did it change? I mean, how much did it change momentum-wise?
A 4-2 lead, you know, is a lot different going into the third than a 3-2, and especially, I think, when we're carrying the play to them. And, but, I mean, they won by two, and that's only one goal, so it's not the big difference. I mean, the fifth goal, which shouldn't have gone in, as well as a couple others, I didn't think the goalie did a good job of keeping us in the game when we had to be kept in the game. So they got to make those saves.
Can you comment on the reception for James Stein?
That was pretty chilling, you know. Take the game away, and it was, you know, geez, it was pretty emotional, even for, I don't know what the fans were. I was getting emotional, so, I mean, I can only imagine what Timu was feeling the first 10 minutes of the game. It would have been hard to play, but he muddled through, and, you know, the fans were great to him.
Have you seen anything like that with one player getting cheered and the rest getting booed every time?
No, and that's when I called the timeout. That was basically what I said. I mean, you guys are focusing on everything but the game, you know, and that's why we're down 2-0.
What kind of sense, though, team, even earlier in the day, what kind of sense did you get, you know, body you know, language and stuff, or did you even talk to him? Or just
no, it was a busy day for him. I wish it wasn't quite so busy a day, but, I mean, you knew that it would be with the buildup of whether it's Hockey Night in Canada or just the Canadian press. So it's, and, I mean, he deserved the reception he got. I mean, he put in some, I think, four fabulous years here. So, I mean, I didn't want to sit there and say, okay, you can't enjoy this, because he deserved to get all the accolades that he got.
Did you think about putting him in the starting lineup, or was just the
Well, my whole thought was at the starting lineup, they don't announce the lineups. So, I mean, I wanted to wait for a whistle and then get the reaction when he went on the ice. If we hadn't, my biggest fear was there'd be no whistle for 4 minutes, and I kept him on the bench. So I was glad that right off the bat, I was glad before the game that they gave him the tribute that he did, so I was allowed to put him on in the second shift. But that was my thought process, is wait for a whistle, and then when he goes on, he gets it, you know, sort of individually, rather than them all skating around on the ice, and they wouldn't have made an announcement just but by seeing him, they would have cheered. So I thought this was more special. Okay.